Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having a new friend on the show, but I feel like we're old friends because he's the president and CEO of a group of people that I've been championing for ever since you've heard about me, ever since I've been on the air, even longer than that, the franchise industry. They're some of my heroes, no question about it. He's the president and CEO of the International Franchise Association, former Undersecretary of Technology at the U.S. Department of Commerce. He's recently been named to the President's Task Force to Reopen the Economy, which is a really important job. I can't wait to hear that story. And he's our new friend, Robert Crescenti. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's my pleasure to be here with you.
It's good to have you here, and thank you for the hard work that you do there with the Franchise Association. Please give my best, our best, to all of your members. They're an amazing, important part of the foundation of the American economy, and I consider franchising to be one of the great gifts of America to the world. What do you think?
Thank you. Yeah, we have IFA has been around since the 1960s, but just as of our last, at the beginning of this year, we had 733,000 plus franchise business locations across 300 different business lines. Wow. In the United States, and we employed directly 7.6 million American workers. Just an amazingly large footprint of what we like to call, Jim, serial entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
It's been really a high point in my life to get a chance to work for these amazing people.
Well, one of the reasons I know a little bit about franchises, and so that's one of the reasons why from day one, I made sure that we talked to them in all the things that we do, that I kept up with the policies that were affecting them. And we probably do a dozen or more interviews just on franchising, or 20 or so maybe a year. The reason is I call franchising entrepreneurial coloring inside the lines. You get to be an entrepreneur, you just have to follow a few rules. That's the bad news. The good news is these rules have already been proven, and if you follow them, you can be successful. And that's the beauty of franchising, isn't it? If you don't have your own idea, you can buy somebody else's idea and be an entrepreneur.
It is very true. But I'll tell you that the latest wrinkle that I've seen, you know, there's no roadmap for what we're going through in this country right now, and really across the world. And the thing that has struck me as being so helpful in this discussion is that the one thing that I've seen sort of grow through this is that the smart franchise systems that are out there, and I've seen many of them, have created a positive reinforcement feedback loop where as different sections of the country are starting to loosen up and their locations are beginning to open, they are taking in, the franchisors are actively taking in information from those locations and feeding it back to the rest of the system so that as the next group comes online, they have lessons learned from that group, and they allow those individuals to share among themselves the positive information or the negative information if there's a hiccup sometimes. Mm-hmm. And so I think that is another sort of self-healing process that can go on there, and I'm delighted to see that there's a lot of that happening as well.
Right, no question about it. Well, they're kindred spirits, they're brothers and sisters, they're in the same boat, and the response to the coronavirus and Robert, I'm differentiating the pandemic from the response to the pandemic.
Yeah,
one's a health issue, one's an economic issue. and an economic slash political issue. And the response to the disease has really hurt the franchise industry, because they're Main Street businesses, just like the lady who opens up the boutique around the corner, or the guy who's got the sandwich shop on Main Street, or the guy who run the electric supply house out on the boulevard. They're small business owners, and this has hurt them. And especially many of them are food related. They've been shut down except for their takeout, haven't they?
They really have, and you know, we knew this was coming. We knew this was coming early on, that there would be disproportionate effects in different parts of the business. Like I said, we have over 300 different business lines that are out there. Mm-hmm. So we've really been focusing, you know, our advocacy efforts on delivering liquidity for the businesses.
I want to ask you about that when we come back. What is the response? Yeah. What are the franchisors' response to their franchisees? With Robert Crisanti.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.